Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Shichyu. And Lili Nishmas Yochai, Ben Rav Tuvia. It says, Nigamorim Mesech HaShabbos, Rav Chof Gimel, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Amadlik Nir Chanukah, Nir Shel Chanukah Tzerech Levorich. Mai Mevarech, if you light Nir Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Baruch Shechem Tzon Ola Hadlik Nir Shel Chanukah, Veichan Sivanu. Make the bracha that you commanded us to light near Chanukah. Where did God command us? Rashi, it's not Deraisa, it's only Derabbanan. So where did Hashem command us? Rav Yomer Milo Sasur, Nechem Yomer Hashem Avicha V'yagetcha Zkenecha V'yomer Lach. So Rav Avia says it's from Lo Sasur, and Adav Reish Yagidu L'cha Yaminu Smol. And Rav Nechemia says it's from the Pasuk of Shal Avicha V'yagetcha Zkenecha V'yomer Lach. Ask your father and he'll tell you, the elders and they'll tell you. So here you have sources in the Torah that God commanded us to do what the rabbis said. So then the Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Amram. Rav Amram asked the following question. Hadamai, tfuah that you buy from Amei Aretz. Did he have to be ma'aser, ma'arvim bo, you make erev chatzir, sinir v'tchumim, m'shtatvim bo, you do shitufim avos. Because it could be roi la'achila if you fix it. Mavarchan alav, you make hamotzi, and demayim zamin alav, say zim, and frishan osarin, you're allowed to separate. When you're naked, bein hashmashos, you're allowed to do it erev Shabbos, bein hashmashos. Hevavadai, you have to make a bracha. So therefore, you can't be mafrish aron. But here you don't make a bracha, so you can be mafrish aron. When you do afresh, you don't make a bracha. Vi amris, kol derabanan boi bracha, if you sell derabanan to get to a bracha, so hacha ki koyar mechem vrach. So how could you be mafrish and make the bracha when you're naked? Vabei yavai machanecha kadosh. I will require vayi machanecha kadosh for leka. And there's no vayi machanecha kadosh. Arum yinat makayim, that is holy. So on one hand it says that you're not mafrish, you're mafrish arum. Apparently that means you can't make a bracha. But if you say you're not making a bracha, that's why you're mafrish when you're naked. But if you say that in older abundance you have to make a bracha, then apparently you are making a bracha. And how are you making a bracha then? When how's the person making a bracha when he's naked? Ay, it says Vayamachanecha Kadosh. It says Vayamachanecha Kadosh. And it's not Kedusha to make a bracha when a person's Arum. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abai, Vadiv Ramboy Bracha says Ramboy Boy Bracha. No. Vade derabbanans require a bracha, like adlakas ner chanukah, but suffik derabbanans don't require a bracha. And what's the din of a, what's the case of a suffik derabbanan? That is the case of the heiliger demai. Demai is a suffik derabbanan. And what's a vade derabbanan ner chanukah? So therefore, you're mafrish arum because you don't have to. A person doesn't have to make a bracha. Therefore, it could be mafrish arum. Akash is. Why don't we also ask about Megillah? Why don't we ask there, Vehechan Sivanu? Megillah is also not Deraisa. Since Megillah is not Deraisa, and we make a bracha on Megillah, so why don't we ask the Vehechan Sivanu on Megillah? So we're going to go on the Mahalach of the great Gaon Yosef Farbstein in his Sefer on the Moadim and Chanukah, and he says as follows. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Dafidah Amad Alef Tanah Rabbanan, Abayim Mishpanu Levim Mishavin Nevias Nisab Lom Yisrov Lapachos Lo Esiru Amash Kasav Dor Chutz Mikra Megillah. There are 48 Nevim and 7 Nevios who prophesy for the Jewish people, and they didn't subtract or add on what to what's written in the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. Ad Kan Midivrei HaGemara. Rashi says Chutz Mikra Megillah Vim Tar Mener Chanukah. I word about Ner Chanukah, they also added on Ner Chanukah. Rapaskwa Nevi'im, no, they're no longer Nevi'im. But Mordechai v'Esther, Chagai Zechariah Malachi. But in the time of Mordechai and Esther, we had Chagai Zechariah and Malachi. And Memela, since we had the Nevi'im still, the Gemara can say that there were all these Nevi'im and they didn't add or subtract from the Torah except for Mikra Megillah. The only added and subtracted from the Torah were Mikra Megillah and nothing else, but not Chanukah, because by Chanukah there were no Nevi'im. So we see from this that Megillah is Takonis Nevi'im, and so writes the Rambam in Megillah Aleph Aleph, Vadvarim Yidum Shi Takonis Nevi'im. That Mikra Megillah is Takonis Nevi'im, Hashem Kein Chanukah is not Takonis Nevi'im. With this we can understand why the Gemara is only asking a Ner Chanukah, not a Megillah V'Heichen Sivanu. Based on this we understand that Megillah is Takonis Nevi'im, and therefore it's Pashut, that Gabe Megillah, Tshach V'Tzivanu, because Nevu'ah is Tzivui Hashem, but Chanukah, where there's no longer Nevu'ah, we have a Kasha. However, this is all Lechora Tamur, because in Akdama the Rambam, Taminyan HaMitzah, the beginning of Sefer Chazakah, we see Lechora not like that. The Rambam writes there, V'yesh Mitzah Zacher Shenizchat Shurachar Matan Taira, Kavoy Sam Nevi'im, Ufa Chachamim, Ufa Shil Bukhoi Yisrael, Kon Mikra Megillah, V'ner Chanukah, V'tainis, Tishabav, V'yadayim, V'eruvin, V'enam Tosefesam, Tosefesam, Mitzah Taira, V'amashi Yitzhira Taira, L'esesiv, L'esigra, Shaliyah, Navi, Roshay, L'chadish Dover, V'loi Marsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzivah, V'mitzah Zuh, L'esif, V'mitzah Taira, L'chatzir, Achatz, Me'ilu, Hashish, Me'al, Shosh, Tzay, Mitzahs, Aval, L'mosifu, Be'ezin, Im Navi, Shehaya, Bo'itzah, Zman, A Mitzvah, Derech Takano, Derech Hayro, Derech Zera, Ainzu Tesev Shailor Misha Kadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Lasa Seiru V'Likros Megillah B'Einatza. V'Lor Mekanei Masif Na La Torah. L'Kach Anu Emrim, Shanavim Im Beizin Tikkun V'Tziva Likros HaMegillah B'Einatza K'dei L'Haskir Shvachav. Now, as the Rambam says, that there are other mitzvahs that are mischadish after Matan Torah, and the Nevi'im were koveya them, and they were poshet b'chol Yisrael. B'kavu was the Nevi'im b'chom, and they were poshet b'chol Yisrael, and they spread among the Jewish people. For example, Mikra Megillah Ner Chanukah, Tainis Tisha B'av Yadayim and Erevin, and these are not additions to the Torah. And why did the Torah say don't do Tosefis or Giron? That a Navi is now allowed to be mechadish something and say that God commanded him to add on to the mitzvah of the Torah, to subtract from the mitzvah of the Torah. But if Beis Din did it Derech Takana, Derech Ara, Derech Gzera, it's not a Tosefis, because Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. I mean, meaning they're telling us to do it. They're not saying God told us to do it. They're saying they told us to do it. So it's Mefurish Lahedji, but therefore the different Rabbanans aren't Baal Tosef, because they're not saying that the Torah said to do it, they're saying we said to do it. But it's Mefurish Lahedji, but different Rambam, that the Nevi'im were attacking Mikra Megillah, it's not Tzivui Hashem. The Navi is saying to do it. What does it say here? It says, it's not God commanding it. It's worth saying to do it. We're saying to do it, not God. So what do we want to say before? We wanted to say before that it's not a problem saying that God commanded us to read the Megillah because it's Midivrei Nevi'im. And if it's Nevi'im, it's the command of God. However, here you see it's not the command of Hashem because a Navi has tells. That's not from Hashem. Not that Hashem said to do it. I'm saying to do it. Enough is now to be mechadish davar. It's Hashem saying to do it, not the Navi. So it's mefurish lehedjib Rambam that even when the Nevi'im were metake and mikra Megillah, it's not Tzivui Hashem. If he says that Hashem commanded him, it's Baal Tosef. Elad rabba kachanu oimrim shenavim in based in tiknu v'tzivu likros Megillah b'onasa. It's takanas Nevi'im. K'dei lahaskir shvachav. Why is the Vitzivanu of Mikra Megillah more pashut than the Vitzivanu of Ner Chanukah? They're both not from Hashem. They're both not directly from Hashem. Say the Nevi'im and say what the Chachamim say. And the Navi's not allowed to say it's from Hashem. I never shall the Chad's not allowed to be Mechadish and Mitzvah. So then we get back to our original kasha. So then the Vehechav and Sivanu, where did Hashem command it? Why do they only ask it on Chanukah and not on Mikra Megillah? It's also a kasha on Mikra Megillah. Vehechav and Sivanu, how can we say Shekhar Hashem and Tzotzvenu? Don't say it from the Nevi'im. Because Hashem told us, and Navi's not allowed to say Hashem told us to do this mitzvah. Ein Navi Rashay L'Chadish Dover. So what's the pshat? So we can still say, L'chora, that there's a difference between Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. The Me'iri, Megillah 19b, writes, Yesh Misha'imir Shakotin Shagir L'chinuch B'di'eved, Muitzi Achere Midei Choyvas Megillah, Sheshneya Midivrei Soifan. Zdomeret, that some people say that a katan, that he was magia lechinuch, b'dieved, can be motzi others yidei choyves megillah. Why? Because they're both midivrei sofrim. Both the Ratzon Olam creates a megillah midivrei sofrim. The country gave a chinuch midivrei sofrim. A katan who's of chinuch age is rabbinic, and megillah is rabbinic. Ve'ein advarim nirim klal. Shari Megillah Takonis Neviim. No, that's not true. Because Megillah is Takonis Neviim. But Talmud Shana Renashim Chavitz Vadai, who had din ba'avodim, alpha pishenim shichorim, bishar niskarim bebraisa, chutzman actanim shinchun of a different soifrin. Umegillah mea Takonis Neviim. So the head of a different amiri, that there's a choimer b'kriyas of Megillah shitakonis Neviim. And therefore a katan can't be motzi a godol in kriyas ha-Megillah, because our chiyuv is stronger than theirs. Their chiyuv is only midarabona. But our chiyuv of Gedolim, if you're listening, you're a katan kol hakavod. But if you're a gadol, then your chiyuv is mi takanas neviim. So women are chayiv, avadim are chayiv, but not ketanim, because it's takanas neviim. They're only chayiv midivrei sofer, not midivrei neviim. Also, midivrei Rambam, we see there's a difference between takanas chom and takanas neviim. The Rambam writes in his Akdamah leSefer Yad, b'sof minyan mitzvos, the yesh mitzvos acher shenitzchatshu acher matan Torah, v'kavu oisam neviim v'chachamim. The Navi just has the status of a Chacham. And why does the Rambam say that the Nevi'im are the Metaknim? There's no Nafkamina. So it must be that there is a Nafkamina. In other words, it's a higher level Takana. Even though in a Chinami, it's not Mikarech Nevi'ah, Nevu'ah. That they're not allowed to do, that's Baal Tosef. They're not allowed to say that Hashem told me to tell you to do this mitzvah. We don't, unless it's a Rasha or something. But otherwise, they're not allowed to be Metakim mitzvahs. Mikarech Nevu'ah. But it's a different stat. They're doing it mikayach themselves, but it's still a higher level than stam chacham. It still has the status of takanas neviim, and so too in the sefer hamitzvahs, the Rambam writes, "Vinek v'hatzbar lecha shekol ma shetiknu acher moishe nikra derabbanan, no biati lecha ze kedei shelo tachshu shemikra megillah ba'avur shehutikun neviim yikari deiraisa she'eruvin derabbanan afal pi shehutikun shlomo beis dina ben davru beis dina." Rambam here writes that whatever they were talking after Moshe is called the Rabbanan, but you shouldn't think they're Mikra Megillah since it's Tikkun Nevi'im, it's called Doi Raisa. It's not. So this is a tzad that it's Doi Raisa. So you see that Tikkun Nevi'im, it's not Doi Raisa, but it's still a different level. And also it's Mashma the Gemara. Arbaim, B'shmon Nevi'im, B'sheven Nevi'is, Nisabalam, Nisrav, L'apachsav, L'otzira, Mashkosav, B'tar, Chutzim Mikra Megillah. So it's mashma that Takana was shayach to the fact that they were neviim. As mevuar mikol anal sheish mashmuut kshanaviim him mametaknim, and that's why it says arba'im v'shmona neviim v'sheva neviot nednabu lam liYisrael v'lo pachatu v'lo itiru amash kati b'Torah. Chutz mimikra Megillah. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os who prophesied for the Jewish people, and they didn't add and they didn't subtract to what was written in the Torah anything besides Mikra Megillah. So you see that there's a meaning, there's significance to the fact that the Nevi'im were Metakin. So we can explain as follows, that the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the mitzvah of Elef Tishmon, mitzvah tof kuf tezayin shenitzlevenu l'shmoa b'kol kol navi me'navim b'chol ma'ashi yitzavenu. We have to listen to the voice of every navi, whatever he commands us. Afilu yitzav o'isanu la'asos behefech mitzvah achatz men ha'mitzvah afilu harbe mehem l'fi shah chutz me'avid zara shayim la. And even if he tells us to do against the Torah, l'fi shah, we listen except for avid zara. Ki be'emes achashu navi emes kol kavanotzav l'toiva b'chol asher yasu oise l'chazei kadasu l'hamin b'ashem baruch hu. And it says in the Sefri, al achas min hamitzvos lefisha shmala. So it says that since he's in the chinuch, that since he's a navi emes, all of his kavanas are the tova, and everything he does, he's doing to be mechazek our religion. He's doing to be mechazek our religion, and to believe in God. And on that it says, Navi mi kirbucha me'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem el'achecha, I love tishmo. That a Navi from among you, from my brothers like me, God is going to stand up for you. You should listen to him. And it says in the Sifri, Eilav tishmaun, even if he says, to be over, I'm one mitzvah, lefisha, shmalo. You should listen to him. So his kavanas are letova. He's doing it to be mechazek our religion. He's doing it to help us in our belief. So you have to listen to him, whatever he was mitaken. Mishar she'a mitzvah. The tachas malas of a bile of a person is to perceive nevuah. Vein lechal ben adam baylamo amitas yidiyah b'dvarim kamitas yidiyah so b'nevuah shu yidiyah she'enach ra pikpuk ki yotavim mayan ha'emes. And there's no true yidiyah like the yidiyah of a nevuah. U'matim b'nei alam zochim ba v'olim alak yasulim gadol me'od raglo ba'aretz v'roshim megi ha'shemayma u'miza ish yare Hashem yiske v'yale v'har Hashem. Chinuch says that the reason for this mitzvah, he calls it Shar She'a mitzvah, is because the tachlis ma'alas a person, the highest level a person can reach is nevuah. There are very few people who get there. If a person gets there, then we should listen to him. We see that he's really a navi. Because arguing with him is a big mistake, and it's a lack of knowledge of emes. So we see, and like the Menachas Chinuch writes, that there's a chiyuv l'kayim mitzvahs navi, even when the navi says al pi atzmai. Lashon Menachas Chinuch v'nira midivrei Rambam te'ein mitzvah l'shmor lo lavor alachas min mitzvahs rak im omer b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheshem tziv aloi kach avo midai to ein tzarech l'shmor lo ach ha'tosfos nira d'sovin tzarech l'shmor lo af de omer midai to d'navshe. In other words, according to the Rambam, you only have to listen to the Navi when he tells us something in the name of Hashem. But Tosfos holds, and so too the Sefer HaChinuch holds, that even if he tells us on his own, we have to listen to him. And even Midvar Rishus. That's the Menachas Chinuch. So we learn from this that when the Navi, who's Muchzik b'Nevius, says something, and he tells us to do something, and the Navi says, it's not Hashem who told him, he's telling us on his own, we have to listen to him. Not Midin Chacham, but Midin Navi. Eilav Tishmo. You have to listen to him out to Navi. Why? Because a Navi is close to Hashem. He knows the Ratzon of Hashem. He's here to help us get close to Hashem. And therefore you have to listen to Malz Navi. And with this we can understand all the Lashonos of the Rambam that we saw earlier. That the Nevi'im were mitakin takanos. A Navi's not mitakin takanos, only Chachamim are. A Navi's not allowed to. The answer is, they were doing it b'tayras Navi, not b'tayras Hashem. Told them to do it. But mitzat shem Navi. Since he has a shem Navi, since he has a Shem Navi, you have to listen to him, Al Shem Navi. And since that's the case, we can say that's Pshat in the Gemara, Veheichan Sivanu, Dafka Chanukah, not Purim. Why? Because by Chanukah, it's only Nevi'im. By Mikra Megillah, we have a mitzvah of Elav Tishmo. We have a mitzvah to listen to a Navi, even if he doesn't tell us Petaris Nevuah. But not a Chacham. Gemara is wondering where we know Chacham. You have to listen to Chachamim from. And then the Gemara answers, Lo Sasser and Shalavicha. But Nevuah, i.e. Mikra Megillah, that's Petaris Navi. So if they tell you Petaris Navi, of course you have to listen. However, we can't say this b'shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in his Akdama to Perish Mishnayis doesn't hold that the Navi has such a maila. The Rambam writes, V'dash ha'navur lo tol bi'yun b'firushi ha'torah l'midas ha'dinim b'yud gemomidos ela mashiyasi yoshua b'pinchas b'nyanei ha'iyun ha'dinu mashiyasi ravina v'ravashi. Continues the Rambam, Im yom ha'shetchum Shabbos, right, Nevuah, doesn't help us be even be perish haTorah and dinam yud gemomidas. And if Yoshua and Pinchas learn pshat napasuk, that's exactly like Ravina Ravashi learning pshat napasuk, just because their neviim doesn't give them the upper hand. Avol be'iyun uvedin uvechakira bedini haTorah. And if a Navi says that he's like other, he's no better than a Chacham. And if he says Hashem told me this is Pshat in the Pasuk, he's killed. Now that I add on to the Torah, Loba Shemaimi. So he's not telling the truth. So according to the Rambam, you can't say that there's a difference between Nevi'im and Chachamim. That when a Navi tells us something, but Torah's Navi, then you have to, first of all, we saw before that when he tells, you only have to listen to him when he says to tell that Hashem told him, but not when he says it on his own. Only then is a mitzvah Elav Tishmo. And not only that, Bechlal, a Navi has no mile over a Chacham. A Navi is a Navi, but when he's a Navi, you have to listen to Mount Navi. But when he's just telling you Pshat Nepasuk, you don't have to listen more than you would listen to any other Chacham. So therefore, the Pshat we said in the Gemara, we wanted to say Pshat in the Gemara, is that Behechan Sivanu, we're not bothered by Megillah, we're only bothered by Chanukah, because Chanukah is Medivrei Chachamim. And Megillah is mitakanas Nevi'im. And Pasha takanas Nevi'im. You have to listen because they're telling us B'tayras Navi. The Rambam doesn't hold of this whole B'tayras Navi. The Rambam holds that a Navi has the same status as a Chacham when he's telling us B'divrei Chachma. The Navi only has the upper hand over a Chacham when he tells us B'divrei Nevuah. Then you have to listen to him. Then we have no Shaila that we have to listen to him. When he tells us B'tayras Navi, Ein al maladaber. We don't have to... When we don't have to listen to him more than we listen to any other Chacham. So we can still say Vehechan Sivan. So maybe we can say that the Rambam is only talking Derech Limud. In other words, if you want to know what Pshat in a Pasuk is, then there's no, a Navi has no preference, there's no preference of a Navi over anybody else. However, when the Navi tells us to do something, not because Hashem commanded, so midin Navi Shabo, we have to listen. So maybe that's why, in other words, again, he's saying Pshat Nepasuk, so there he has no, that's why the Rambam says, Iyun Chakiri Yud Gemomidis. But maybe when he's coming as a Navi and telling us to do something, there we would have to listen to him. There he would have extra, extra authority because he's a Navi. And that's why the Gemara only asks, Vehechan Sivan Wan Chanukah, not on Purim, because Purim is Takanas Nevi'im. And you have to listen. When he commands you to do something as a Navi, you have to listen. Again, he's not telling you that it came from Hashem, because that makes him a Navi Sheker. But he's telling you that he's telling you to do it, but you have to listen because he has extra authority as a Navi. And the other Rambam would agree that you have to listen. And that's why the Gemara was only bothered by Chanukah, not by Purim. Because a Navi has a special authority. It's interesting, it says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Misarli, Yeshua, Yeshua, Zakenim, Zakenim, Nevim, Nevim, Misrulam, Shekinah, Sekadam. So a number of Mepharshim ask, what are the Nevim doing in the Shoshel Sekabavah? Ain't Navi Rashay Lechadish Dover, Nevim aren't Mechadish anything. And if they're just Chachamim, then why are Nevi'im different than Anshei Knesset Gedolah? So you see that the Nevi'im have a higher status. Torah's Navi gives them, even though they're not teaching us B'derech Nevuah, that they're not allowed to do, but still in the Shoshalos HaTorah, the Nevi'im have a special status. Okay, this is obviously a very, very big topic, and it requires much more analysis and discussion. So we'll conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should revisit the sugya. Hashem should just give us the koach, l'modu l'lami l'shmu v'lasos, l'kaim is called the v'yisamu t'ras v'yahava. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.